esiste ancora. Il sol cruento mio pensier lei d'afforra, e come vera mi presenta allo sguardo un occhio. Fantasma per l'ombre si striscia. Or consuman le streghe I lor misteri. Deciso per fronte come vita non udirlo lontano e squille eterno e nel cielo ti chiamo nel fermo.
Now, I would like to say something to you about Iago. I think through the way that you inflect your voice, through the way you phrase, through the timbre and sound that you bring to Iago, you bring him across as a man who is in pain, a man who's actually suffering. That is to say, here is a man who is so disturbed by what Othello stands for that actually it's as though he is ill.
He's ill in a way, yes. Ill of ambition. He wants to be much more than he is, of course. He wants to be the successor of Othello. But there's also this contradiction which has to come off somehow. And I always, my ideal was Toscanini's version of Othello because it had this great combination of great bows, zusammenhänge, what's that? I don't know the words.
Well, ensemble of complete overview.
Overview, something like that, yes. And being tender, and being not overdone, fortissimo, always is elegant in a way. And the choice of Valdengo as Iago is typical for his approach. Because he wants no rude shouter there.
Now this is interesting, isn't it? Because I'm sure Toscanini was doing what Verdi wanted, and
I'm sure about that. But then I did it with Sir John Barbirolli, when the first performance took place. His father played the cello and the orchestra and so on and so on. And he always said, "My tempi are the right ones," and he was very much slower, of course, most of the time than Toscanini ever was. So I had to find a way in between.
But that does bring me then to what I just wanted to particularly ask you about with Ella la Notte, because for me that is the pivot of the whole opera.
Yeah.
Here we have the most certainly powerfully erotic expression which arouses mm-hmm. all Othello's tragic latent mm-hmm. self-consciousness and lack of self-confidence, and the most advanced music I feel that Verdi ever wrote.
Probably, yes. But it is whispered and sung at the same time, this spot, and it has a complete influence on Othello. At the same time, it is his own feelings towards Desdemona are expressed there too. So you have to combine all this in one short piece. And the question with Barbirolli was, He was even slower than I am on the record. I'm already too slow. But I asked him, we were standing about 50 meters distance, and so I asked him, may I just give little signs of conducting? Do you know exactly what tempo I would like to take? So I did, and he said, yes, you can do. Mr. Wyszyńskiego, you do that. So, and I have done it.